Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, my name is Nsi Kratom, and I should say that I'm the first guest on Tea with Tay. But I'd say that Jesus loves a bad bitch, and here we are, and I hope you enjoy it. So it's lovely being with you, Timmyson, as always.
Hey guys, welcome to the first ever Tea with Tay podcast, and my guest today is somebody I chose personally so that whatever happens, happens. You understand? She's an actress. She has been recently sent to Ajah to leave because, I mean...
I would give you the finger.
Yeah, of course. You can already tell that who's in the building is Jumoke Randall, also known as... No, it's Nse Ikpe Etim, also known as Jumoke Randall.
You loved her that much.
My favorite character right now, I swear. You know, I love all your characters. But that one is my favorite right now. How are you feeling today?
I feel great every day. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I miss you. Like, I don't think we've had like proper gossip in a minute. And I think that's why I saved all of the gossip for now.
For the world?
Yeah, for now. We didn't know how we really do normally.
Okay, so, I'm so sorry, Tommy.
Just put the camera on her face. I want to clean my face. God, I told them that I sweat a lot, right? And that's...
And I think it's just... I think it's more anxiety and it's all in your head.
You need to breathe.
You need to breathe.
Mine did. Carry camera up for you. Give me a tap like set in a serious part like this.
On top of this small podcast. Just breathe. Just keep breathing. Because in my head right now, it's winter in here.
It is. No, it's summer.
That's how you need to think. And if you think, you go believe her, but you halfway go, they laugh like Momo.
I call forth winter into this.
I said I call forth. No!
No. And say, like, right now, I don't know, like, we were coming, I already told them, how would you run this show? Oh my God, what's going to happen? But I'm just like,
see,
whatever
that's
happens,
you fretting. That's you. And first off, I came late, so I'm sorry. That could have also put you in the state.
Your coming late actually helps me a bit. You know why? When I reach around 9 o'clock, I say, oh, she never come. At least my city. Get used to this chair, all those things, you understand? So, God know why you come late now. So, I think I'm in a better position, Abby.
Thankful for the universe.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm great.
You, this is your Beirut trip. What did you bring come back?
I brought some mixed nuts. I've eaten them. No, ask me, Rishfa.
What did you do for that? Because that Beirut did not get food.
No, you know your palate is not exactly like mine.
Really?
Yes. If not, be that you were my friend.
Ha!
Carry come.
But you said Beirut, not only watermelon they give also.
Who give you?
For that hotel. Imagine when you did hotel, you don't even eat breakfast. I eat breakfast.
There was full there. I ate it. Una de laugh.
There was what there?
Full.
Two.
Full madras. It's beans
I did not
and bread.
There.
Look, you waste it down with the rest. Una de laugh me.
No, but instead, how do you go to abroad? You cannot even see English breakfast outside.
But there was, but with a hint of Lebanese in it.
No.
There was. Temisan.
No, you
know,
could eat all those bean soup, olive bread. I'm like, what's all this? I lose weight for that holiday, sure, you know.
You go tangled.
No, because I lose weight, not only watermelon would eat.
It's not good for your body.
No. I don't think that I would go to Beirut
anytime
soon.
May I pray for weight for you? May I pray for weight for you?
right now, I've added weight. I've been eating amala and I eat the carbs, you know.
Why are you building muscle?
I'm trying to lose weight. This industry, you know, say if you're too fat, market will fall press you. Really. So I'm trying to lose weight. But
then you're eating amala.
Which food day? Which food day?
There's everything.
Okay. Tell me one healthy food. Why if you chop now? Why just go on now? Say I chop this healthy food.
You can have salads.
The problem is that I never ever the belly full with salad.
You know they give yourself time to belly full. Because you have to chop, they go, they chop, they go, they... The belly, they taste it. Now your brain, they taste it. Don't fool.
Okay, see, so if you say after this, all this hard work, what they do for this set now? Which hard work? I'll come finish, I'll come sit in a salad.
Sorry,
now
what do they do here now?
Well, this is a show. Like, I'm working. You can see me.
Well, God loves a
bad bitch. Oh. So, you know what's funny? It's how we actually met. That's the funniest thing. Because we met on social media, right? So, I'd always loved Inse.
Was it me or you first?
It was you. I mean...
No, just trying to make you comfortable.
And I had that effect on people, Shadi. They reach out to me.
No. I already knew we would work together.
Really?
There you go.
Also, my first minister will go to that.
No, the universe tells me everything. Be there.
Speaking of, we'll go come to that universe just now.
Wait, who is the universe?
God, no.
Oh, you mm-hmm. don't do.
Okay, but you know, when intellectuals call it universe, it's a different... my sweet. Producer, next week, please. We have to buy towel. Please.
If you use your... Okay, it's an iPad.
My iPad. See, it's it. It's like when you send me, Insta sent me a DM first, right? Saying, oh, I see you. Your season is almost here. Can you guys say, where is this coming from? Right? Like, I love this woman. I've always wanted to work with her, but this is another level. Apparently, you found me on that Libra
page. Libra friends. Yes.
It's like all of us are good there. All of us are.
All of
us.
Yes, we are. Because the page is so crazy, isn't it?
It explains my life.
There you go.
When I found that
page. And I just saw the name. I'm like, what's this Nigerian doing here? In quote. I say, Libra friends. This is naughty. And I clicked. I looked. I'm like, I'm looking at everything that you're doing. I'm like, it's pretty funny. Okay, there's a Libra brother. Mm-hmm.
It's a Libra thing. It's I think Libra we're stars thing. By default, though. And I'll even comment for that. Okay, me and Beverly. Beverly still always comments on
oh,
that.
Oh, does
page,
she?
Right?
I didn't even know. Oh.
Yeah, she's a Libra.
Oh, bless
as
her.
As with all my other
her.
Friends, Bovi. I think that the stars are born in like that.
Yes.
That time.
Literally, the stars are born under that moon, that cycle. Mm. And it's such a beautiful thing to see.
What makes Libras actually stars? What's the thing about us that just makes us stand out?
First,
like when we walk into rooms, it's just a thing.
You know, there are also two types, I think. There's the September Libra and then mm-hmm. there's the October Libra. Mm-hmm. And they're a bit different. October Libra is more vindictive.
I hear do.
I'm here. I can tell you.
I don't want to look at you foreign love like say.
No, talk
but that way
okay.
You don't talk so.
No, but you
but
know.
Do you think you're vindictive?
Do what I think.
This guy says what you don't do, I'm saying this woman. For that sex what we did. So you cannot talk. Really? Do you think you're vindictive?
Yeah, I would say that. I'll always get mine. The time will always come.
Well,
and it doesn't mean that I am. It's described as being vindictive. I just think it's me just letting you know that the universe will always pay you back for what you've done. And I like to be the punisher.
Is it?
Yes.
But you know me, I run away from this. I say, God, I'm going to say, God, pay these people. Like, I run away from confrontation. I run away
it's
from...
It's a liberal thing. You don't like confrontation. Neither do I. But yeah. Guess what? I don't have to confront you to pay you back.
So what are you going to do?
Whose phone is that?
I've been on my phone. I know...
I disgrace you. You know that. It's a bloody set.
It's my assistant. Sorry.
I don't care.
Sorry. I apologize.
Good for him. I hope that makes it to the cut.
It will make it. This is a podcast. And let me show you. Let me good evening and welcome to the show. No, we know they do all those ones. We know they cut. We know they edit. As you just bend like that, now so you go see yourself for the camera.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Zen moment. Mm-hmm.
So, but like, I've read some very interesting facts from...
Libra.
In fact, give me my phone. Let me even...
Libra friends, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
I need to check these facts with you, right? Let me look for a few of them. Because I realized that, you know, the things that I see on the page
yes.
explains my life. So it might not be so true, Shao.
But I mean, guess what? Because I think we have different, there are different times of the, so I don't know what it's called, but something to do with the moon.
Yeah.
So they're different. So different things for different people, because we can't all have the same traits when we're born. We're not born at the same hour, same second.
So you believe them?
Well, I've seen.
Some people say now witchcraft. You see, no.
But Nassau and Edison do light bulb. They say now witchcraft.
But Edison do.
So there you go. Anything at all that explains anything that feels or seems like a mystery. Did they give her a name? Mm. Or they label it? Label it to make it feel like it's wrong. Label it to make it feel like it doesn't work. Label it. There's no need for labeling. All you do is you just appreciate and take on life as you see it.
But that's your philosophy for life, right?
That should be the philosophy for everybody.
Mm.
Because even when God decrees, that's sweet, it just does. You know, nobody, there was nothing. You get what I mean? We just put these things together.
But I think human beings need explanations for everything. We need to be able to say.
But what happened to the apple we're given? The brain. No, be app.
Not apple.
If we
know some people know they use their app completely. You understand?
Right.
Like,
not God loves what?
Okay, well, let me read out to you some things that I saw on this page that I think that. So Libras can sense the slightest change in energy, your tone, face, your text, even your breathing pattern. We may not let you know, but we know,
Whoever this person is just letting people.
And it's so true.
How many times on set, when I'd walk up to you and say, you need to breathe with me, I would feel your energy the moment I walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt you were the only person I did it with.
Yeah. And I'm so discerning. Ooh. Like, the moment I smell you, I say, I don't like that girl. That girl, I like, I think it's a thing. It's a gift.
Yes,
I'm
but then you need to like evolve. That. You need to evolve so that you don't like the person, but you still love the person. So you don't like the things they do, but you love.
Yeah.
Do you see? So that's the point where you evolve.
Mm.
So that it's no longer so, you know, I don't like the emotion hate, but it must exist.
I don't think it's hate I have for them. I just avoid certain energies. I think
that's, no, but you should. You should be. Yeah. You should protect yourself. Self-love is not selfishness.
Another thing that is very unique about me as a Libra is that I can come into a room, have conversations with everybody, but not necessarily connect with everybody.
And that's so
once
valid.
I leave that room, I don't detach.
You are done. Yep.
That's a powerful thing.
It is. It is a powerful thing.
They think that we're fake because we're like that. And I'm just able to just connect to everybody and just disconnect.
And just it because guess what? What's funny is that people born under the sign of the Libra are like chameleons.
I hate to feel like that too.
But you'd walk into a room that's down.
Yeah.
You'd stay there with them.
Yeah.
That's the empathy we have.
Very that.
So if it's high, everyone's, yeah, but even if you're an introvert, when you go back home, you go back to your corner and sit. Because that's truly you. But when you're outside, you're more likely to mirror the other people. So that's why I avoid energies, as you put it, once I feel it. Because I have to protect me. And then in somewhere in my head, I feel like I'm sucking the energy. And I don't like that.
Right.
So it affects me too. So I'll mirror that energy.
Yeah, that's why I avoid negative people.
So you can say we are more likely called empaths rather than,
Yeah, I think we're the best, Abby. We are the best, too, anyway.
You cannot even argue.
Yeah, that's the best sign. What do you guys think?
Don't you guys think that? Because we're balanced, you don't?
Libras are the best sign.
What do you think is the best? Gemini, oh no.
Gemini's like a watered down version of Libras.
No, Libras are a watered down version of Gemini.
What is this? Please educate. What's your sign, Tejumadi? Are you Libra? You see, and you know the funny thing is that Libras connect immediately.
You see, and that's how they are. Like this. Quiet.
They're
their mouths.
What did I get for Belé? First of all, I don't know the Karitoku. You know the Karitoku?
No. But what? Not that I know what that means, but what do you mean? I was lost.
When I say
like pigeon, don't hang. I mean sorry.
Talk, I mean that they don't just speak. They think about things. They don't.
Oh, you're quite analytical.
Easily. Yeah. Listen, only okay. The English version, analytical, right? This is the English version of what I'm trying to say.
And I'm going to kill you for that rubbish you put out of your story.
Which one?
when I said, oh, touch wood.
Why? What do you mean touch wood?
I just did it.
What does that mean, touch wood?
But I told you the meaning.
It means that good luck, Abby, or something.
It means, you know, you hope with luck. With luck. I'm hoping for good luck.
Of all things to tell me, why couldn't
touch
you
touch wood, I'll see you. That's what I said. Touch wood,
because
I'll see
you. Good luck, Temisano.
No, that's not how the way it goes.
Farewell,
why farewell?
You should be touching me. You don't say you want this relationship. Now you plan now. You don't say. I know. I go ask you.
No. It's, I honestly didn't think you would, because I thought you had heard me when we did talk normally for set. I was like, touch wood. I hope we finish on time today. Touch wood. I hope.
At least I brought me to you. I bless. I go good. When you say nothing, like, I need to package to the final. Like,
are you doing all right?
You are the template for, like, premium.
Are you?
Let us see what you do for this thing.
For where?
For King of Boys. See, as they talk to that man like this, I say, God, he rich many man, they obey you. Juboke Randall, that was a character.
Thank you.
If Nami married a wife with this because kind of English, after a while, we said, let me listen to you. You know something.
He said he didn't use my tone voice. I have a dream.
That's the way you tell us. It's, it thinks by voice or something that so I made.
This.
Just give me that scene again, I beg.
This race isn't one with a baritone voice and a fine face. My dear, even your father knew this.
But was his father like, and I mean, according to the character, was he also like him?
No. Let us assume that the father was smarter. Just a bit, but then his mother still
controls.
Ran things. Yeah. So which is why the mother, I'm just assuming, which is why the mother would have been okay with a character like Juboke Randall to be with a son like hers. Because I think it just makes sense.
Yeah, she even gave you your flowers at some point in the... That woman is
miserly too.
Well, that's...
And then still...
That woman was tough. That's, you know, my sin for you guys and what you need down. What? That was a sinning scene.
Let me see how I was sat, Seth. Let me see if I can remember.
Beg. I bet my drum, you care. My drum.
You want
relics? You go need down.
Thank you for you.
Let me see
you don't want to grow old.
You don't recreate the character.
You don't want to grow old.
Yeah, why need down? Why need down? Oh, yeah, down. This is a moment. Let me ask and see for you. Oh, yeah, and see.
Okay.
Do
make a rise, Ali. Mass stand. Camera, go catch me.
Can I go catch him?
Can I where I stand like man?
Oh, wait, smile, do the face.
Whose face?
Stop, guys. I need more tissue to clean my face. I need to do your face. Wait now.
How is my face? Am I blocking his camera? Do I need to stand here? Do I need to... Where? Am I good?
Okay. God, guys, we cannot be doing this. We need like premium towels. Something that, yeah.
Yes. Actually,
also,
yes.
Like, I've come to seek your help.
Yeah. I've come to solicit. Let's do the short version because I don't want to remember Juboke now.
We must remember how. I've come to solicit for your help.
Beg.
To beg. That woman wicked, I beg. That was a scene.
I've hit a wall that requires your skillful maneuvering.
Those lines that they write them for Nabi, you just told them, say, you know, it's in this part. You know, so you don't see you do, so you know. You know, so you know, so you be English teacher. You know, see, somebody will say, yes, I think that we should. All those English, now they came right, Abina, you right.
I'm like, no, besides, they do knife the English. No, correct, not the correct.
So you say that they write incorrect English in Dollywood for people? Is that what Insa is saying?
I'm saying that there can be typos because machines and human beings cannot take these mistakes out with one waiting.
That's a very smart maneuvering. You know what talk with today, your mind? Because what did you try to talk with, say?
No, you the fight everywhere. One break. Use your hand breaker.
No, we're not a break table for this show. This show is a very healthy show. Anybody who want break table, they will go on that place. Because I know they for a while. You understand? But like, the comeback to Nollywood, because you have been away for a minute. Some people will get a problem. They send that question. I will ask you. But I needed to like talk about like King of Boys. Do you think that's a comeback role for you? Jumoke Randall. And that you've come back for a minute. Now you're on the streets now.
Do you think that was a comeback role for me? So that's my manager. He says that was the icing on the cake.
Right.
The cake was also in Kwame's money.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So can we say that you have been on a journey
The baking started with Sanitation Day.
Yeah.
Then We're in the Oven, Kwame's money. And then we get out in some of the episodes of KOB.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aja, I seen on the camera. Yo, that was so crazy.
We talked about that Aja bits. Was it in the script from the beginning?
Kemi. Ride or die.
But what does that even mean to people that live in Aja?
You know, I wondered why everybody thought it was a bad thing.
Have you seen why
I am in Aja? It's a smart home.
Oh, they don't really give you a house. They don't give you an apartment.
See, you know, a smart home.
Okay, let's say part two, or maybe part three.
I say idea on smart home.
Hmm. So, but
they should be looking out. They should be looking left, right, center. They will see me.
But living in Aja, what it means for them is that you've left your lifestyle as Jumoke Randall.
Yes.
To Aja.
Yes. But I am still
Jumoke. Who's your still Jumoke?
My name changed.
You just have a name.
Many people would be in that Jumoke? No. And say,
I agree. Give us Jumoke. If you want to give us. But there's nothing you say, eh? Jumoke, the dog for Jumoke half for streets. Let me give you.
I have absolutely no issues with Aja.
You don't think so? Me, I have issues because I stayed there.
Really?
One time.
And you didn't like it?
I didn't like it. I could not live there.
What kind of place were you in? I live in a smart home.
It's not even about the homes. The homes there are beautiful. It's the commute. It's the. And the same one of my friends, people I go school that time for Aja. 20, it's enough.
And that's your friend running you down. Go on.
No. Okay, so. In 2018, I'd lost my job, Abby. Again, my friend, the insult said.
And you took him in. This is your friend.
Which I was explaining how everything happened. You understand? So this is my friend.
Yes.
I already caught something. Who lives in the. It wasn't even like Aja. After that, fishing his teeth.
So there you go. You have it all wrong. Aja is Aja.
Wait, no. So it was after
and
that.
And it's environs.
Yes. After that, fish, now it is tea. So as things hook me, now say, you know what, please let me come and stay with me. If he laughs, nobody else had to stay village. I say, as things be like this, I will come discuss with you for that village.
Oh,
so
bless.
I went there. You know, see, work while they do, 8 o'clock for VI. I go feed the up by 7, 6:30. I know still reach that place.
So why would you be up at 6:30? Your mate will awake by 5 o'clock, 4:30.
I was a professional. I wasn't used to waking up by 4 o'clock in the morning.
Laugh.
Right.
You want to get bacon? You work hard for it.
So are you saying that all the people in Aja should just suffer and die?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying they should manage their time.
No matter how you manage your time at that end, you'll be stressed.
Then that's left on to the government, because right now that's all I would have said. Hello. Sorry.
Anyway,
sorry.
But I mean, so you have an endorsement from that Aja conversation. Are you working with like a? I mean, no one tell me.
I know there is this smart home. First fountain.
Wow. So they give you like houses and.
I have a flat. That's a smart home. We're rocking it, enjoying it.
Just by being Jumoke Randall. I love your life. Actresses, like you guys, like what would I do that would they give me house right now? Because I need them.
My dear, just join my party.
The one with the Aja. No, but like, if I did like King of Boys like part, the next season like this okay. now.
Wait, they won't send me, are they finding my cloak or no?
If they won't send me go anywhere, I don't think they should send me to Aja or anything.
Like, just if you're this. Okay, so
if I
now, ride or die, this is Temi-san putting it out there, throwing it to the universe. If I did like
Oh, no, when I'm in, like, King of...
No, you if, don't say if, when. Now it's affirmations.
If Auntie Kemi no cast me, now she know. Now she know.
Right or die, are you listening?
Now she know, because we are King of Boys. That's what the man also said the t-shirt for
oh,
traffic.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Kemi. I love her to bits, yeah.
Thank you. I don't even... Yeah, yeah. You don't mind.
Maybe you should create a role for me. What kind of role do you think you create for me, King of Boys?
For you?
Yeah.
You should take over Sheung. But no. Sheung? No.
Who's Sheung?
Actually, you should be someone's heir.
Like what? Like the...
Charlie Boy's heir. I don't understand. We talked about the village. You sat on the laugh.
Oh, this is a bad
laugh.
Why are you doing Bariba when you're looking for this? Who should do Bariba? You don't see this message give me. I love Charlie Boy, but not Charlie Boy with a disgrace like that. This is it. Remini's come back. You know who doesn't say, oh, we are from the Remini's class.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm literally crying. I'm so sorry.
Okay, I mean, I just think that... sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
I forgot please, to take my antihistamines.
Can we give her something to that?
I forgot to take antihistamines. Oh, no. It's okay, you can call me. They don't know that now you're there.
She don't want you.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I laugh when I cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm sad.
I love it. I just
I'm so emotional. I'm so sorry. But not as much. It's okay to cry too. When they laugh, so we are plenty.
Yeah, it's good.
So those are happy people.
Think about it. You know, I think if they're going to give me a rule, though.
Yes.
This is a plea. You want to be to well.
Okay? Would you rather be Pastor Reverend Ifeanyi's illegitimate son?
This thing, I won't be a what's the color?
You won't be Remini's.
No, mommy now.
Shola Shebowale. Waiting. Happy King.
She just say this. She's not too good for
you
know, me.
No, like you.
She just say you know this thing. My adopted
boy. I say no. No worries. Now that why one, I go first key you so that I go get at her. You won't die for the film.
I that's not good, bro. See, I love that mommy Shola Shebowale character, but if I say anybody will go near, I go die.
So you pick.
Imagine like, say she calls adult me now like this. I don't do my own. Say I don't finally leave streets. I don't adopt me to wet. They just call him like pa. I will just beg them for gun points. I don't want to do before. And they won't shoot me. Maybe like Makalaki people. Oh no, who's the enemy now? Maybe one enemy just comes. So see.
The enemy. Hey, me.
Mommy, don't get new people, Abby.
Mami.
No, like, around, I said, Jim, okay. Huh? I don't know her. Your mommy, she just took me under her wings. Why do you want to kill me? I can leave now and never show up again. I could just leave the woman. Imagine that.
You're so flaky.
Not that. Because me, I won't make my character exist like this. What if Kemi won't turn out to full season? Maybe season 5 will call D. They call Kimmy for season.
Even one season, my full now.
No, like maybe say by 2023, Kim is probably on the fifth season of The King of Boys. That's if I quickly go become a son for the beginning. They will kill me for season two.
So
or
nobody who first buy motor.
Buy old mod.
Now who first buy motor? Now they get old mod there. Okay. So waiting you go do we say we'll just say wait say look.
No, I think just the decision, but I don't become a family member, no. It's too risky. Wait, I'll do like a driver. No, I don't want to go first shoot. No. I'm not even near her family. Her household. No,
I don't tell you
my household.
I don't tell you near my household. You just said
no. No. The King of Boys, she's too dangerous. I can't even be around her.
That's my point.
Hey, what's I could do? Osas, I go no. She's a co-host. Okay, Ike was a co-host.
Yes. So you
see,
no one really died. You just wanted it.
No, I wanted the film. You know, that finale, they will just say the season has come to an end, we'll go take a bow.
Don't worry. People where don't die, go see the bow.
No, but like, your character can't even die.
Why?
Can your character die?
Why not?
Because I think she's a force now. They will not want to kill your character now.
No.
Think about it. The worst they can do is to send to you to a jar, maybe with his allowance. You go to struggle like other city girls.
Why
like,
you go struggle like other city girls if now that's a mute you marry? You don't go down shock money.
You know you see they just say they're taking the children from you, taking everything.
They didn't take the children now. Wait.
Is that the level of this way you do?
Wait. they carry the children. How you take consignment? They will be like their mama.
Useless. Well, how can you let your children just be useless because your father did that?
My dear, it's DNA. That's why some women are looking for good DNA. No. I'm dead.
We are actually a full cruise.
No, it's not shade, though. It's not shade.
Do you think that children take the DNAs of their fathers and become stupid?
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. Do not ask me trash.
Is that a thing?
Of course, yes, now. Why know what stupidity?
Some stupid, like our politicians, some of them can be very stupid, right? Are you saying that they're children? Wait, are you saying? Because it gets out of the world. See, for sure.
See, let me just say something. If you know you are foolish, rest assured, you must give your kids something. No. It cannot be wisdom.
I don't want to mention one politician's name.
Don't mention him. He knows himself.
Get what they do.
But he knows himself.
It's your father's.
You know, he knows. Because when he looks upon them, he goes,
this is my sis!
No! You say, from my loins, they cometh forth.
Look at me. I can see me all over them. But that's his thing, though.
He knows.
So are you saying if I have a child now, they'd probably be as stupid as... Imagine having a child as stupid as me. This is
even 10 miles like me.
No, but imagine having a child like you are.
Me?
What would they be? What would your child be?
My child. I'm dead. I mean, no, I'm alive.
Yeah.
It's my enemy that is dead.
Like, imagine, okay, what if you had a child like me? How would you cope?
My daughter is 24 of you, so I'm okay.
Speaking of that, your daughter. She's crazy.
Is she?
She's crazy.
What did she do?
I love her. Don't be she send me this thing. She said, I'm not talking about her. I go talk her. See, since that the way she sent me that money. By the way, I was on set with Nse and we did play for night. I think it was 11 p.m. at night, Abby. We did shoot.
Was it 11 p.m.?
Shah, midnight, Shah, because that was it. That would be midnight crew, but.
Midnight.
That's the best thing I've ever worked on, by the way. So don't think anything.
It was amazing.
It was an experience.
It was an experience. It was really good.
So, but like that night, I think I'd said something funny, right?
Yes.
And she just sent me $500,000. That was crazy. She has the eyes shine. Because the salary that she sent me, so. You know how many things I had to take care of for that money? She's so sweet,
she's
right?
She's a very kind hearted.
I want to be friendly with her, but I don't see space. Because the best way if you give me $500,000 when I never really. Close to her, like this, just imagine we call close. Tinker.
So, if not by that, need to near her.
No, that's why they won't make you know, say the children when you get there plenty. Allow them to get sisterly and brotherly love together.
Not only one picking again.
We would adopt for street, say. Because
she says she knows.
If my sister gets sister like that, what if they give me that kind of amount? Only say I just get small stress for set. If I can't really get a problem, like this kind of shit, I'm supposed to sponsor.
No, not let be at work, be that. I work not to entertain the world.
Why you do like all those mama where they protect their picking money? She has it, let her spend it for her younger sibling.
I haven't got any other kid apart from her.
Okay, for the ones that are trying to farm her. Because really, I could use some of that cash.
But God, no, they give bad animal horn.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but I think that.
It means say no go do what she they do with her. So when your time reach, you'll get down. When you are ready to be like this.
But I'm like this soon.
Not for your mind.
But now who gets the gift? That's what you people don't know. Now who gets the gift?
See, now from the one where you know get, when you did give, then you will not say you're not ready.
I can't help them, ask them. I don't help them. Look them.
I don't see her face. Her face. Your producer is weak.
Like today, the show baby said, I never eat this, but I say, go and eat. I'll buy you food.
You
I
see
will
this take thing? The universe, they see him. So you didn't lie. Even as I sit down here, I know saying a joke, it's a joke. So, but I'm telling you this from the little you have.
Yeah.
If you think 10 is your last, do not be afraid to share your 10.
By shell.
Meaning you share when it's convenient for you. I get that. And that too
is... No, I even share when I don't have, you know, a family problem. Let me tell you the reason why your life is not this share. Because first of all, my family problem too big for you to see the outside one while they do. Imagine, I call you go do philanthropy for social media and people would be worrying them.
No, but I think that's so phony.
It's so stupid.
No, that's phony.
If they would say, like, it's like, no, the reason why not they do give away, people, they say, oh, Tim, you know, they do give away for your followers.
No, but no. I expect and really hope that my followers work. Now, go on.
Well, you know, see, someone they will get one or two problems, but like, I tell them, see, your family
problem. They have. We all have issues. Imagine we all took it out there and told everybody that this. Then nobody will help anybody. So sometimes some of us stay quiet so that they can get help, even if we're not helping. Because if I open my mouth, if you know ghetto,
Big man, big problem. Like your kind of problem, like really like be like $4 million. Like Kwam's money actually to solve that problem.
Actually. I have Kwam's money.
You have Kwam's money.
But don't be so annoying for the few.
No, but you get that kind of money. If you get that kind of money, how would it stand for you? How would they also this one?
If person really get that money and he open his mouth talk and say I have Kwam's money in that thing.
That Kwam's money is a Kwam's money. You and this guy kiss for that this thing.
You said?
You and Faust kiss for this Kwam's money.
Yeah.
How did he feel? I'm not even asking about you.
How did he feel?
To kiss veteran.
Is it about him?
No, I mean like you...
That was my buddy, the vessel that was used.
No, I mean in the sense that...
How would...
When you read the script to kiss Inse, how would you feel? That's a veteran
it
kiss.
It wasn't Inse he kissed. He kissed the character.
Okay. I kiss the character. But I'm not saying that if not me saying that me is okay, they say my kiss Vectra. I'll just go back
imagine
to
imagine that that's the first thing, Timmy San, you little perv. That's the first thing you decided to talk about. It's the same thing someone did to me.
I watched Cross Bunny 3 times. And I'm just every time he gets to that scene, I was like, you kiss this woman. I mean to be watching on your screens for your entire life. That's a huge feat too. Let's say they call me Michael Kiss Genevieve. That you know, get one acting school I see they try to enter. I'll go meet you my first. Say I beg. I know Saisabi art small, but I won't kiss Genevieve for feet. That's a feat. But moving on to my next question, right? Kwam's money.
You won't kiss. Is this why you're an actor?
No, but
that's why I'd rather not leave my buddy for a lot of actors because of the same thought.
Well, funny enough, I don't like kiss. I've never kissed in a movie. I don't think that I would kiss anybody in a movie. I don't know where
in one
been,
breath
where their mouth has
in one breath.
Nah, cruise ID card. I make Kwam's money. It's chairs. Do they take this seriously? Now, cruise, I will sit down and just now we deal. It's not that serious, right? So you can be saying shit.
You talk shit all the time.
No, but like shit.
Like fuck. Shit.
Yeah, but like if you say fuck shit, like that's gonna fly anyway on the show.
Oh, fuck shit will fly. Oh, flipping motherfucker would fly.
Yeah, fuck that!
Oh, fucking hell!
I know that is what it sweet you! You don't call your sweet rate, insane! You ready to cross all of them for that tomorrow?
No. My mouth will not be that of a locomotive today.
Listen, let me tell you what I find very interesting. You're married with your husband.
It's not my purse.
That's the most interesting relationship I've seen in a minute. Like when we're on set, you're literally calling this man every second. Like on video call, people talk about it. What can you talk about at this level of our life now? Like what do you guys talk about every single day? Everything. The dog?
Yes, sometimes.
Don't be that your dog will say something to do. What did you do to your dog?
When he had something cough, kennel cough, but he's fine now.
What's that?
Kennel cough, so he was just coughing.
Is that a foreign disease or something? Kennel
okay,
what?
The only disease for dog now, right?
Malaria dog be hit by safe. Not the tree that's rabies. So now, no. Bingo, they carry bingo go anywhere. Oh, bingo, I think.
So are you referring to mongrels?
Well,
Bingo
has become a breed of dog in Nigeria.
I'm done!
We don't know their actual breed
name. I'm done!
But Bingo, now, Abby? Why are people acting so?
Because how can you say that?
Change, like Bingo is really... a Bingo are those area dog now. They are citizens of this country.
They're mongrels.
Oh, they're called mongrels. They're called mongrels.
Yeah, it is an African mongrel, yes.
I thought they call mongrels.
Yeah, what did you think?
Bingo. Now, Bingo, we know them as well. Those are with the yellow small, they'll call get like white and.
It's those not dog, yellow.
Those dogs think past human beings. They fend for themselves. Even when they're sick, they take care of themselves. They know the medicine. They know the leaf way will help them, the herbs. Those dogs.
Every dog eats grass.
Is it?
Yes.
Dog, they eat grass.
Yes, when they've got a little belly upset, they eat a bit of grass.
Like, and they'll go out themselves.
No, those, you have to take them out.
Oh, no, that's the difference between the Bingos. The Bingo breed, right? They take them, they know. So that when they go to market, they go out to my side, man, you get belly set here. This level of sickness, they do me. They've been with the family so long that if the mommy, they go through problems, if you cook pepper soup for the children, maybe they eat, those dogs are family members. What do you all they do? You know, in the car, I go to hospital. I beg. Your dogs have never even seen life. They see they eat.
So you mean suffering like that?
No, I'm just saying that that's a rare breed of the dog family, right?
Which one? The one that goes to the market?
So the one... Yes, they send a message now. You think I'm joking?
No, but why are you kidding? No, I understand that you can actually... you train a dog, you can train any dog to get newspapers, to get the mail.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Those are foreign dogs, insane. Those are dogs that grew up in London and they get milk. Now, grandma, they train all these dogs. Did they grind something for the woman?
No, stop being an idiot.
You don't believe. Dog with grandma train. You just know these people, they do the dog. Those dogs are, they make decisions. If they want bury person, if you sit down with the dog, dog will back the person away. Eh? It is so ashamed for the dog. Those are, people don't even, no, the way they would see dog, different before me, they see dog. So when I come to Lagos, right, now I call the nurse, say, oh, they carry dog, go like, veterinary doctor. I know, say, I didn't read them before, see dog, they go through these things, and if dog break leg, if you
sometimes please don't shock me.
Okay.
I'm not trying to shock you. No shock factor.
But
you can't say that.
First of all, I was never raised with dog. I fear dog, first of all.
Oh, bless.
And my granny thinks that, oh, business of God, not dog. So maybe they not bring dog near them. Because all of us, they fear dog, right? But I didn't know that, like, veterinary hospitals were a thing. I never saw anyone when I was growing up in Warren. So when I come here, my friend dog will sneeze more. They will carry and go clinic. I say, oh. Sometimes even the clinic, they dare pass me with it. If I get malaria,
you know,
now.
It can be quite expensive.
Yeah. Like, so how do you raise dogs to the point where they become family? To the point where at every
point... You just love them.
Is it?
Yes. You just love... You'd worry if he can't eat. And you can eat. So I'd rather give up my food for him and stay hungry.
So you give...
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody who owns a dog would actually be hungry or would let the dog be hungry. Because now we get...
I'm telling you the extent of the love. Do you understand?
Why is that though?
It's just a thing. You when you learn to love every creature beyond anything at all. Once you learn to love like that, then what else? So if it's a human being that's hungry, you'd give them food. It just translates.
Mm, yeah. Actually, I have to learn to, maybe I don't really like, even human beings, if I don't like how much more dog, but I think I need to work on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Jamie-san. No, come on, listen.
I don't know, we're just laughing and laughing and they don't get it. Like, we're on the cruise mood.
We are. And we're only laughing. And everyone's going to wonder what the private joke is.
Yeah. What's the private joke?
Go figure.
What's the private joke? What's our private joke that we've always shared?
You and I. There's so much.
We've shared a lot of gossip. You say we have gossip too. The kind of gossip that we gossip in Beirut and on that set.
God.
Right? But you're the head of the gossip.
I agree.
Yeah. It's how you come with the thing. How do when I... they use IT, they look ourselves.
Well, because I just ask questions bluntly. Like, is it true?
Yeah, but on that set, right?
Yes.
There are times where you will just flip.
Yes.
And you will switch back and they won't get it, right? You never had to explain to any of them. They got it eventually. It's as with everybody,
it's
right?
I can blow hot or cold. And besides, it was quite... It's stressful when you're working on set.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when everything comes together to make a character. When one side is lacking...
Yeah. But you're not flipping... You're flipping for Cruz, though.
Oh, you mean the flipping for Cruise?
No, the times where you're flipping for Cruise.
Wait,
if you don't keep us, if you just go be the sea, I'm not shooting after. I'm not shooting after 12 o'clock.
Now, make they continue the
yes, now, but that ginger was so sweet.
Yes, because he used to help us.
Yeah.
If not, that's when we go sit down, because they're depressed inside, waiting. Mm. I'm not shooting again, and we just look at them and then we sit down.
Because they don't want to lose. Yeah. Nollywood, though.
That was funny.
Are you happy to be back? What are the things that has changed over time? What are the things that you're expecting to change? I mean, like, are you excited about the future of Nollywood? I mean, you are...
The future, yes. But haven't we all been excited about this future that we're waiting for? Well, I guess maybe it's slowly beginning to rear its head with the advent of the streaming companies, there's more all eyes are on us, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone wants to see what we can do with what we're given. But then again, I also think that if we're going to be placed on the same platforms, we need to step up a bit more.
Mm.
Because we're still struggling.
I'm not trying.
Huh?
Are we not trying?
No, I'm not saying that we're not. We are.
Yeah.
I'm saying that I think we deserve more funding.
That.
I think we do. We have stories for days. We're extremely talented in this country.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes, and because economically, it almost feels as though you make money in 2021. And you look back, and probably in 1998, you've made more money. So are we retrogressing?
Yeah.
So, and for you to get true art to blossom, you must feed it something. Not be every day. You know, I really don't.
I tell you a story. What did I say? I say, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
No, but I also understand where they're coming
from.
Yeah,
of course.
It's really tough. It's tough.
It's not easy on them at all.
No, it isn't. So when you're really passionate about it, you just say to yourself, all right, we'll grow.
Yeah. I think that's what keeps the actors doing the work that they're doing. Because if you think, I'm like this, how much you really, really make
it
for this
really
space?
Doesn't feed you.
It's not even easy on filmmakers, because even for them to gather money to do film,
they
will first still do like, they'll first beg all the actors if they have to. Like, it's just crazy.
Yes. But I think it's also nice that it's happening in a way, because passion keeps you.
Yeah.
And so if it's a passion that's keeping you,
the
good times will come.
Yeah, it will.
Do you see what I mean? But if you're looking for anything else, you might as well just go to something else. There's really no point.
Yeah. But
because you'll be wasting your time.
Yeah. Very that.
You would be.
Yeah, I always advise like my colleagues or anybody that cares to listen to have like other streams of income, because even for the producers and the ones that actually take the movie to the cinema, they are still going through it. I know some of them who have produced movies and they're in debt right now. Big movies,
big is relative, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, like movies that you expect that this one will rake in lots of money. When you even hear what he has done in the box office, right? You assume that this person is smiling to the bank, but they will tell you that they're in debt. They have to probably send their movies to multiple like streaming platforms for them to recover the money that they actually invested in the movie. So like I just feel like the industry has to go to the point where...
Is that a function of how great the film was, or the fact that I think there's so many factors that help a film sell.
Yeah.
And so I just think we just need more. I think
more
we
money.
Need to be funded. We need to be funded. And then because it's... We moaned about distribution for a really long time.
Mm.
Now, distribution is taking shape.
Was it even enough?
No, it can never be enough. It's not enough, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Rome was never built in a day. So yeah, it's coming.
It's actually coming. There are more cinemas around and people are more waking up to like the movie culture and everything. I mean, but I mean, compared to what it used to be before, home video, those times were creep, like Reloaded. Yes. And now, imagine the difference.
You know what's funny? If Reloaded was redone, would Reloaded stand? In terms of technically, no.
I mean, no, the acting was 100. I mean, in terms of like the production and the times, if people had more money, it should have been better now, right?
Oh, yes, it would have.
Yeah.
Certainly. It would have been glossier. It would have been nice. But I liked that it was one of those that came at the time that it did.
Would you say that was the movie that introduced you to Nollywood?
More or less, because everything else I'd done was a bit one foot in, one foot out. You know, as far as they do, I'm not quite sure. Say, I won't do this thing.
Oh, you were not quite sure about doing acting?
And before.
Why you go? So what did you do before?
I was a banker.
He worked in a bank. How did you deal with them?
They dealt with me.
You work for a bank.
I work for a bank, you know. Which is why there's also a certain... Because I always think that people should... Even people in the entertainment industry must experience a little bit of the corporate world.
Yes.
Because once you do that, then you have respect for time.
System and structure.
Yeah, and... systemic, the structure that's put in place, you have you have respect for everybody because you know that everybody comes together to create something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you, for instance, a lot of people would tell you, I remember I had this driver who would come and he'd call me about 12 noon and say, Ide come out today. If he was working in the bank, who in go call us? Should we go up here?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just saying. So structure is.
I think
what
it helps. I worked 9 to 5 too. I mean, in comms though, and
as long as it's corporate,
it helped.
Oh yes, it would.
My brand a lot. It made me understand this space even better. But people will not go work for corporate. This, which they can't do now. Now manager they will rely on for everything.
Not necessarily. Even to working, them through, I still rely on mine.
Well. Yeah, I mean, you still rely on your manager, but you know some things. You know, even when your manager is not acting right, you can set him straight because you know better. I think to me...
My brand? No. I know better for me as a person, not the brand.
Really?
Not at all.
But you have some input in your brand.
Do I? I just make myself available and I work hard.
Is that what happens?
It depends. I'm a very peculiar person. But he's there asking them.
So, but like, you trust his decisions and everything?
Actually?
What if they call him money on your head, you don't even know?
If he call it, no, you go to shit up. You go shit up.
What if
maybe... He go shit up. Who they chop this shit?
What if you never catch him?
What if I never catch him? You see this question you've asked?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, someone might do something. Doesn't mean that that's who they are.
You defend them.
I would defend him.
So if your money that's stealing from you, you go come to say...
That's not stealing. He probably used the money for something else.
I beg.
You go not thief when you see thief.
You see. Anybody will thief money. So my money that comes... Now my money that is this way, I like the British accent. They're going to come like...
Which one?
I use the money for something. I go pour on this one.
No, I'm telling you they drink. We had a drink too.
You're not the guest I should have. Let's see the drink. Let's see how they drink. This water is very stupid. Please, can you get me someone to clean it? Like when I was about to see this grace, it poured out bright and shiny.
I'm so sorry.
This looks nice. Where did you get this?
Can't you tell?
Beirut.
See the eye? The blue eye.
Well, that's nice. How are they over there?
They are.
Is the sun still hot there?
You know, it was better and it was the winter. So, and we were in a place called Alay. Alay is a village. A village in, what's it called? A village in in Lebanon. So by the mountains.
We went to the mountains,
yes.
So this was for that production?
Yes, 4444.
You did it hot. Oh, hey,
it was
God.
Izu Ojukwu.
Oh, that's nice.
That directed. There's a period piece produced by Winifred Unusual. And okay, so Shewa Kindele and Efe Rele, is that your surname?
Oh, I know. I saw that Efe was in Beirut. Oh, I yes. She was on holiday.
So she played a younger me. And then
Efe's a great actor, so I hope that she
Shewa played a younger Richard Mufedamijo.
Shewa Kindele.
Yes. So that's. And then so there.
And you guys were shooting. Why was this
and
set in Beirut?
And then Alibaba was there as well. Yeah.
Was this set in Beirut?
No, we just needed some things.
Some hue.
No. It's hue.
What's the clue? What's that good for there?
No, not. We went there for, it was technical. More technical.
Right.
More technical, so yeah.
But what other things do you think that you'll be working on anytime soon?
I've got a project somewhere. I've got next year, actually, because this year Mama's got to rest.
You need to rest.
I'm resting.
You've been
this is it.
I better drink sip water.
at least you heard me when I no, mine's almost done though.
Yeah. Let's do that. But like, when you rest for the rest of the year, it means that you have made all the money that you need to make for
it. It's not about money. It's about protecting the vessel that works.
I know that one, you're protected, but you know, they don't last, you know, they make money. You never make money this year, you see.
No, I've just been working.
You've been. I didn't
how much money?
For street, so.
How much money is relative? It's
probably
not enough.
Because, I mean, with the exchange rates right now.
Yeah. No, I'm not really earning in Naira. If you want to say the exchange rate, we don't talk about that.
Do you know they pay you for Naira?
No, I said I'm not really earning when it comes to Naira.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
So are you saying they're not paying Naira?
I didn't say that. You're not listening. Mm-hmm. I said when you earn in Naira, mm-hmm. I'm not really earning. Do you get that now? Because of the exchange rate,
mm-hmm.
earning in Naira means I'm not earning.
Right. But you earn in pounds. I'm just like, or dollars.
Do I earn in dollars or pounds? Are you looking for my multiple income streams?
Because why they look like
because
this?
Because I hear we have
collect?
To have 200K, multiple
300K. You could also say, I need it. No, I'm not going to do this. It's 10,000 pounds. It's 25,000 pounds. Is that what you do?
Do what?
Hmm?
I'm not here.
You do collect all this kind of money because all this kind of thing you do. Now, man, I'm 40 beg you now. You do so. Because you know, say if I don't say you collect this kind of pounds, I must beg you. Oh.
No.
Now the way you're laughing, she's collecting foreign currency.
No, I don't.
She correct.
No. Okay, to the end money for then, I'm not getting to do with Nollywood now.
What do you earn in the UK?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I chop my husband money.
But do you think that you want to earn in the UK at some point, like maybe through your work?
Like, what kind of work?
Like acting?
Oh, no, that's a given. I want to work everywhere in the world. But, yeah. Is that primarily what I want to do? Like up my bags and go and sit down and struggle and say, okay, I'm going to hop from one audition to that 47 nigger? Nah.
No.
That's too much.
No, I don't think that would be your case. So at this level. You go see they go like audition like everybody. And
why? Is that not how we look for jobs? By auditioning?
I mean, that's how we look for jobs generally
in the industry. So I would still do the same thing. And then why not?
But you know how it is in some other industries where, I mean, you can merit.
With an agent, yes. Then my work can be seen.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've done enough here. And this is where the world is looking into. Why are we running outside? I can be anything I want to be right here.
Amazing.
It's the same talent, isn't it? If you're going to look at it that way. It's just a location that would change. But then, what would be amazing is if the money, the match.
The work.
Yes. Who wants to give me tissue paper? Me or him? Me? Wait, am I shining? Sniffing, I'm going to sniff. I forgot to take my antihistamine. So.
Oh, we have a lot of things similar in common, things. Yes.
No, don't worry. Beach to beach. Yeah.
So,
but, face himself first.
No, but I feel like she wants stretch and give you immediately.
How she wants a stretch from where she did? Your COVID is not my COVID.
COVID, ha! Have you collected your two shots?
Have you?
I don't collect.
I'm double vax.
This one will need a third one.
I don't know. Why would you? What did you take? Was it placebo? Was yours placebo?
My one, it should be the one with the break of Nigeria.
Which one? Was it Moderna?
AstraZeneca. Yeah.
Oxford AstraZeneca. That's the same one I had.
Yeah. Oh, you had it in Nigeria here?
Hmm?
did they give us a, this is for your vaccine?
I was just not here when I took mine.
Why do my friends who come from abroad like to think that their own vaccine there is more potent?
I didn't think that. I was just there when I decided to take my first. That.
You think it. You have the air. I can sense it's one of them.
No.
When people say it's not a foreign vaccine, better pass it on.
But why would I think that when they were giving out...
How are your hairstylists? You cannot go Beirut.
There's no need down there.
Who called you here for them?
I was just lounging. I didn't have to work. The EP and the producer thought I needed a break. And so they took me with a whole lot who were going to work.
You're living the Nollywood life. If there's a Nollywood life in the first place, but you're living it, you see.
So you think that
you're just in Beirut recently. I mean, they flew you back again to Beirut. Who knows where you're going to next? Maybe Benin Republic.
Maybe Miami.
I don't know if you would be going to Miami anytime soon.
Yes, I would, actually.
I mean, on your own personal...
It's just work that makes me travel.
Yeah.
But on my own, maybe Portugal.
Oh, Portugal. I've been a visa-free country.
No, it's Schengen. Where do you want to go?
I won't go, but I don't need for stress for
it's
visa.
Schengen, no. It's
Schengen. Mm-hmm. Do you get Schengen visa now?
What's the problem?
Ah. Do you know that we're trying to run?
Oh.
Ah.
No, but...
In fact, I'm 25 years old. It's even worse. And once I just
so
applied...
good. I wish I could leave that again. What was I doing at 25? Oh, Timmy-san.
How far away was 25 for you? You're turning 47 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So 25 was like 22 years ago.
Twenty-two years ago.
What were you up to?
I can't even remember.
Where were you? Where were you? Like, probably in Abuja or somewhere.
25 now. I can't remember.
What were you doing at 25? Imagine what you're doing now. What were you doing at 25?
Still doing things.
Were you on the streets? Like, I imagine that you were on the streets. Like, you are a baddie. They knew you.
I used to dance on tables. Huh? That's okay. I used to dance on tables.
What did you do?
I used to dance. You're really foolish. I used to dance on tables. Like, no, not... Like, you know, when we all go out...
You really want to dance? I know! You didn't show her. What's it? You go fight people on behalf of your friends. Like, if they try your friend, they send me the sentence they go.
No.
No, but I know what I said. I don't stay with you. I know the guy best way if you be. At 25.
Well, I do not like people who are unfair.
That's a Libra thing, right? So you used to go and fight some people.
No, I'll just have a chat, not necessarily fight. I don't get power.
Like that chat where you chat for Seto, my friend. Man, don't even talk that much. You see,
mm-hmm.
That chat where you chat for that set.
Yes.
Mo not talk the thing, sha.
Yes.
Don't be smart, you know.
No, I'm just...
You just don't like people being unfair.
I don't like being... people to trample on. I just want you to be fair. It's the least you can do.
I know.
Just be fair. So, and if you can't do it, then
that's you
don't expect anything.
You fight a lot of Nigerians, so this one we don't come back, so you will really fight.
No, I'm not going to fight.
Mm. You just look at the turn.
No, they would be fair.
A lot of things are not fair on this end, though.
Why?
I mean,
it's a choice to not be fair.
So we take, we don't choose to be fair here. Do we play fair in Nigeria? Nobody plays fair in Nigeria. Even the littlest things, like maybe getting your national ID card. Nobody's fair with that. So if you even go there and say, you won't call, they give them voice, say, why is this, the line is not doing, they don't give you the ID card. So you come
they
back
can
weeks
keep it.
And weeks. Ah, oh, let's see.
Because it's not right. We can't keep doing that to our country.
Well,
we can't.
I get that. I mean, it starts with me and you, right?
That's my point.
Question is, would the other people join? It starts with me and you. Me and you can't go there and say, we have to...
No, when I say me and you,
right.
It doesn't necessarily mean just you and I. It means the little me and yous in little pockets everywhere in the world, or rather in Nigeria. So if they're like 10 here, 10 here, after now you can say my sound, no good. 10 here, 10 here.
It's too much cruise on this episode.
So imagine that. So out of 100, you probably get maybe... 30 is a lot. You get 10%.
Even in this room. Now, let me
he wants to shade.
If not me, you must start from there. If not only me, you like get fair. That, you know that liberal thing that comes, that fairness comes with it. The rest of them here, they would rather probably jump a line, pay somebody, arrest somebody with police because they have the money. It's a thing. In Nigeria, we'll be saying, they carry.
Have you ever jumped a line before?
Has this, this one?
He laughs. Have you? Be honest, it's okay. You have? Yeah, I know. I can tell from your eyes. Have you? Jumped a line? You know, because you know...
Someone that went to uni lag, he has jumped a line. He doesn't even know when... He cannot remember when but he has jumped
a
line.
So, sound. Have you ever jumped a line? Or at least bit the red light once, just because you were in a hurry.
Bit the red light?
So, see? Now, I will not bit a red light. And it's not from today.
It's abroad, no.
No, it's not. Oh, it's not.
You say it's abroad. Have you been at this team? I'm not getting it. Oh! So now you remind me segment for the show. If you do this kind of activity, so if you do this activity podcast, they remind me of my podcast, which I'm supposed to talk.
Who now, creates the content for you?
Not all of us now.
Now you make, like I said, only you.
If now let me, I feel I'm talk finish. I'm saying, did you guys all go? I call us. Sorry, sir. There's one episode, there's one segment we forgot. Please wear the same shirt.
Oh, that would be piss taking.
If you know,
no, but you know, call me. No, you know, call me.
I know you. I'll go down. I'll go down for him. I'll just sit down for you. Do the episode. You'll be like, nah, no worry. We go shoot double. What was I saying? Oh, wait, imagine you for this. Get some parts for Lagos, ABC. After 12 midnight, they never born you were to stay there for traffic lights now. If I want to show in that red, you go move with the red, you go. Because if you don't move, if you can't move you from that place.
Please, wait. I'll hear you, didn't I?
Even there's a night that I was outside, right?
My lip balm's finished.
Yeah, you need to, yeah, applying, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll use it, yeah, until you finish. Yeah,
you feel,
because let the nail do something.
Today.
Let the nail get work because
yes,
I don't tire.
And this needs to work in money, correct? So now,
because I spend a lot.
There was a night that I was at that Lekki Phase 1 traffic light, right? So I was waiting at like 11 p.m. So I see the way they play my piano music. They wait. So now, so the boy waits.
Which one?
Beside me,
Mona Lisa.
The driver. Then wind down. So, hey, brother, I don't wait for your pass for this character. I don't wait for you. They'll call rob you. They go. I mean, we won't do good citizens. I say, hey. And I really look the area, look left or right. If they come with their, do I go take corner for the can you see me? I don't get breeze fire. I only talk. Oh, if they find me gone, do I go take Wakali the motor for them? I have friends who drive off, right? But instead, at the sight of a gun, I would also start to say,
you've never seen one before.
No, I've never been pointed. I tell my friends that I think God knows that if I was ever in that situation, maybe I feel pass out. But I've never been.
I think you would.
I will pee on myself.
I think you would.
You know me.
I know you. I've had one to my head.
Jesus, where?
Beggar. On your way to. On your way to Satellite Town, that beggar.
Which Mount beggar?
Beggar. There's a beggar there.
All right.
Yeah, where you have to. So the driver had done like a the same problem of going to do one way. And here I was moaning, telling him that this road is dangerous. Why aren't we on the same road where they are? Like I said, no, quick, quick, so that he can.
I know they like quick, quicks. Who called Willona? Police Sabina.
Sorry to the coppers. It wasn't you. But they were not so far from where it happened.
They're not come.
They were not quite prepped. So, a car just pulled through. So, and this time, when I did just give you this.
What year was this?
When I remember the kind of car. No, that Mercedes 2-something.
Two?
230. Like no, not 230 is not V-boot now, is it? I don't know. 200.
I don't know anything about
it's not
cars.
V or any of those things. It's a long Mercedes,
mm-hmm.
but not the Grasshopper I. Not, it's 230, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just pulled. It was probably lemon green or something. Funny color. And I said to him, Emmanuel, you need to reverse.
Reverse to?
You just come off for a year. Because this car, the guy just came like that. Next thing they pulled. As he was still trying to do the like,
the manual, Abby.
Yes, I can call the name of the car.
Yes, no.
It was a Daewoo racer. Was it Daewoo racer or Hyundai?
Do Daewoo still produce cars?
I don't know. I think it was a Hyundai. It was on a Daewoo. It was a Hyundai.
Mm.
So he just like that. Right here. Bang.
Gun. So he's on the
glass. No, gun. It just was with the butt like that and then the gun to my head. And then he's.
I also get deep breaths like this.
I saw it.
At
was
that point, what would you be thinking?
And funny enough, because they say your life flashes, mine didn't flash. I hadn't lived yet. You know when they say your life flash? I just sat down there and I thought. And the guy's pulling. I said, no, wait. I didn't look up. I just said, wait. And then I took off my wristwatch because I wear my wristwatch on my right. So I took it off. Why is this thing so weak? I took it off, gave it. Then I said, wait. I pulled. Your bag. I looked. My passport was in it. And I thought, should I take out my file of fax?
Oh, so you were even thinking about taking out your stuff from the bag?
Because we would negotiate.
Like, also, did they negotiate with Amrabah like that?
But I'm not sure if you should. But those days, I did. And I said,
those days, like, stop and say, like, how many experiences have you had with Amrabah?
That was with Amrabah. The other one was just Area Boys on the Bridge.
I've never.
You're very lucky.
And God knows what. Because the trauma I would have to deal with.
Well, I'm dealing. There you go.
They don't say we're off the show. Wait, Sina. Wait, I'm coming. Let's just a big. Who the gist a bit?
Yeah,
now, so, producer, and I go solve this problem. This is her problem. If the show too long, Abby.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh, nah, baby,
I don't care. You were hired for this job.
Yes, do your job.
So, the guy just... Yes. Yeah, we have to be going manager. Now. That's my manager.
Okay, now.
He's counting it now in money.
I mean, let's say you won't call Draga come off of this place. Come and Draga out of here.
I bet so, yeah, just... so it's a... As it happened, I was busy thinking, but I just carried the rucksack.
Mm.
I didn't, because I was worried about my name, my address, everything that was in there. And I kept, I just carried the rucksack I gave. But the only thing that really hurt me was the amount of money that was in it. It was just, I think it was 60,000 naira. And it was end of month. It was my salary.
Oh, you were still at the bank at the time.
No, it wasn't the bank. I was still doing DT the Bitch Jam show.
What's that?
See, all the students that were born today.
DT the what?
Bitch Jam show.
What?
So I used to work for Desmond Magical Dumi many years ago, the mm-hmm. guy who owns the Fassi Park.
Right.
Many years ago. So we had this bitch show. That my hair was blonde that year.
Well, not today. Oh, not
okay,
today.
No, it's not blonde now, no.
No, no, not because they don't the city now. Well, the city girls, the city, they need. Leave them, don't worry. You should write a book. Speaking of book, you're not going to write a book.
Which of the books? Well, I have a book coming
like,
out
I
now.
I think you should have a memoir. Like, I mean...
Memoir?
Actors like you always drop a memoir.
Oh, well, maybe other people are more interesting than me.
No, but I think your life is interesting. Ah, and see, first of all, the drama. with you alone. Imagine you wrote a book about all the experiences. Think about it. I go buy him. Would you guys not buy
him? Will you buy an acting book though first?
You want to do an acting book?
Will you buy that?
I need that. I know what this is about. Nah, streets are telling them. But from old Nollywood, they look their eyes. Eh?
No.
Those old Nollywood acts. Where is first now? What do you say? You slapped me.
But that's how she's feeling. But that's how she's feeling, and that's how she's reacting. How can you be angry?
The best way to slap her and go see, and I will do it again. The best is to call slap her again. Come like, before you walk me down first one and say.
Now, real slap, did they slap?
Did they slap, oh? Okay. Yeah. Did they slap? Because the doctor said, oh, make for effect, make people believe her. Before you walk me down first one for real life.
No, they get to know like it towards you. Person get to know like it towards you.
But you know the funny thing? I don't think I've ever been in like...
No, but if I have to hit someone because you laugh too much, I will actually strike you to get what I'm looking for. Like, you in particular, I would.
If we had a scene together.
Oh, yes. I would slap you. Because I'm only going to help you. Because if not, we'll not leave the set.
But guess what? If you slap my fifth cord, it would be laugh.
And that would be a valid... I'm sure the director will love it because your eye nobody laugh.
That's another angle. When the blood all runs on the side of my eye, I go say, I'm sure that they act so much passion. That breathing, that space for the breathing to understand what happened to them for that slap. Like, why was it that painful? So all of those times, they're trying to remember their lines. Maybe they'll slap like Iniedu, because I literally am obsessed with Iniedu.
Ini, you don't have me now, madam. Oh my God, get down here, get your young fuzzy.
That's probably what's going through her mind. But before she go finish that one, she has to process it, but the scene is still on. So I just breathe like... Ini!
Can you see Temita shading you?
Ini, I love her. No, Ini, this is not...
Deal with him.
She'll be like, she can't speak the language. What do you think I'm?
Listen, Ini, you must deal with Timmy son. He's such a silly bugger.
So when they say, you slap me, was probably never in the script. But it's only appropriate that after that long time, we don't already miss your line. The first thing you can say.
You did this industry, I think. You did this industry, Temisa.
So the industry, no, they have to love me. I'm obsessed with Nollywood.
I know you are.
I watched all your movies, though. Don't see what I never feel. I feel the creator of your scene. That's what you do with Blossom. We will be Ashawo husband and wife.
You mean people who are truly living?
My friend, that's for Nigerians. That was a lot. That's why I enjoyed that character. See the other neighbor what you deal with now.
That's how they Nigerian. Are, but they are like... the character Blossom and I played, but yeah, that's how they portray. So, yeah. But we just live.
You ate that character. My favorite scene was that.
You're going to get up now.
No, please, you have to recreate that.
No, you recreate it. You have a waist.
You go whine now. They move on. And she was talking about sex, so that's how.
Like this.
I beg.
No, if you stand up, I beg.
What's
I
don't deal. What's with that move? When you were recording that scene, how did you feel?
Is this still opening? People are gossiping.
It's too long, Abby. Okay, they said let's move it to this question. Okay, let's just move
question on. Yourself.
Okay, so there's a bit of the show where we answer questions from. You know, some people get plenty of problem.
Go ahead.
For this life.
Go ahead.
So I would read out some questions that people have asked,
mm-hmm.
and so we can see how we can advise them best, right? So we had planned to have like a cloak of wisdom. Is that what I should call it? It's supposed to be like robes that you put on when... Would you have put on the robe?
If it wasn't smelly?
No, it would have been perfectly long. I know they do all those kinds of things.
Okay.
You understand? So maybe we'll read the question. This segment is called Spill the Tea. Have you agreed what this segment is called? Because my producer...
Spill the Tea.
Spill the Tea. Basically, we're going to advise them.
Okay.
So let me read the first question, right? You know, I have to bring myself here. I don't know why all the problems with this life, now man and woman, from Insta blog to all the blogs.
Because they make it important to them. Just read it, it's fine.
Okay.
We'll see.
Is it okay to stick with a man that barely replies call or give attention, long-distance relationships and all. Do I reciprocate the energy or keep telling him what he's doing that I want to, that I want changes to? Do I have... Okay, wait. Wait, let me read this again because punctuations are not really a thing here. Sorry to the sender. Is it okay to stick with a man that barely replies, calls or give attention? Long-distance relationship and all. Do I reciprocate the energy or keep telling him what he's doing that I want to that I want changes do, and I have, and I honestly don't see any changes?
So first things first, you have to realize that you cannot change a human being. Because if you think you can change someone, you're lying to yourself. It's never going to happen. But, and someone not reciprocating the same energy in a relationship, it's not just telling you that they cannot be with you. And that's how honest I will be.
Mm.
So you being there is on you, not them. They can't tell you. They will not change. They will not compromise. So, but you matter. So you need to go.
So you don't think people can change?
It's, there are some things that don't change. I mean, you can change how you view the world. You can change how, you know, you perceive certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But changing things that are inherently you, it's so difficult.
Do you think is anybody's nature to be a cheat or to be a womanizer?
It's a
or...
choice to cheat.
Okay, so they can change if they cheat.
No, they can choose not to. That's not changing. It's a choice they've made to cheat. Hmm. It's a choice.
Okay, so we have this one from the actual cutest. That's her pseudonym, right?
Okay.
So she's saying that, oh, she's asking, how do I tell my parents they need marriage counseling, especially my dad? The thing is, my parents are having marital issues. I know this because my mom tells me stuff that is going on, which I see. And the most thing is I do is just listening, because for my mom to tell her, it is really getting to her. Let me even shutting this thing. To be honest, I don't know what to tell my mom with him. What to be my age? I'm 23, for God's sake. Because left to me, I could just tell them to get divorced. Hey, these Gen Zs are so annoying.
No, but that's
But jokes
honest.
Apart, I need to know how to tell them to book a session for them, because it actually hurts me a lot when my mom tells me all the stuff going on, and I know I can't do more than listen. Thank you.
So ask them for money for something and then book them a session and tell them it's a present. If you know they both won't go, so they both don't know where they're headed. Or, you know, so that can work. And then they see each other there and they can start slugging it out and tell them, listen, that's your money. So you both need this because it's affecting us.
Depending on kind of parents where you get to, you book counseling for my mama and papa. I didn't raise me, but I imagine that you book session. Can you book counseling session for your parents?
I would.
Are you guys that cool? Like, so parents, not fight. Cool? So
why?
So you go book. That's, you are telling them that there are problems in my marriage. Some parents will never admit, first of all, that there are problems in their marriage. You can't go book counseling session for them.
Well, then do they know that they have kids? Because they can also deny that.
Yeah. But also, I think that the world is changing. For her to even think that, you know what, they need counseling,
then it means that she can just ask for, if their parents who give her money normal, she can use her pocket money to do it. Give them a present for their wedding anniversary.
I think that the dad might not be willing to go, but the mom probably want to go because she wants changes. I mean, she also mentioned that the mom has...
Well, if the mom, you know, the mom also needs to come to realization that people fall out of love.
Really?
Yes.
Who has a very cold realization, right?
It is. But
so do you think that
happen.
Maybe the man has fallen out of love, and
it's
that's why...
Possible.
The gentleman may not need to fall out of love before they start acting a damn fool in marriages. Do you think... Nigerian man by default.
No, they love.
They will tell you, I love. No, I can mess with other women, but I love my wife. I never hear that before. That's Nigerian man. Some Nigerian men set up, because there are also good Nigerian men. Please, sorry, for people who come for me. There are good Nigerian men out there, but I just feel like there are a couple of Nigerian men who don't really care so much. They will tell you that, oh, I love my wife, but you know that these are the things that we do now.
That too is another choice that they've made.
Yeah.
It's a choice to do the
But women don't have all of those choices. So. Huh? Or they choose not to make those choices.
It is a choice.
Okay, let's advise her. What do you think she can do to help the
her
situation?
Parents.
Yeah.
I've said I think she should give them a present as counseling as a present to her parents mm-hmm. for their anniversary or even for Christmas. Christmas is coming. And she said, listen, this is how we grew up. You shouldn't be afraid to talk to your parents. I don't think that you should.
A lot of kids are scared to talk to their parents.
Why?
Abby?
Why? Why are they tyrants? You would raise weak children. Your children must speak up.
That's why a lot of them are doing it on the streets. I don't see all these people with their ears. Some parents...
But I honestly know some of my friends will not feel like... talk to their papa. It's just always, oh, daddy, good morning. You pay your school fees. I knew.
Well, yeah, I know those things. Because they pay your school fees. Because someone's paying your school fees or parents are paying the school fees, they think that, you know, you can't have a voice. No. I didn't beg to be born. I guess if parents realize that no child begs to be born, it's something that you did. So you do your part. And if I think, you know, so, but I guess it's also cultural. So, man, no go talk to woman and say, yeah, he never born, never gonna talk like this. Yeah, you know, they had them.
No,
it's not like that.
I don't know what advice I would to give this girl because even me, I know.
The advice why I don't give since now,
No, you don't advise your own now. So, yes. Maybe I still contribute now.
If you don't know, it's okay too. You must not know everything.
No, but. Well, I must give advice. For this show, you must give advice.
You must give advice.
No matter how hilarious the advice is.
Okay, so the advice we go give her now, I think give you expo now.
Yeah, tell me.
May she writes small, small notes, food for us. They talk, say she did dream, say angel, they drop the letter. Maybe. So anytime the papa open now, I go see, you are treating your wife funny.
You don't sell for maybe like
we don't see
a shoe.
Anyway.
I go say, where is this house? Did you and the mama go? I don't know.
Then the child could begin to say, oh my God, daddy, what's happening? She said,
we need to go and see somebody.
We need to, oh God, daddy, what's going on?
So, what are the picking? The people go meet the counselor.
No, nobody picking. The people go find the counselor by itself. Yes, no.
Or pastor.
No.
You see, pastor, the cause problem for some man. Mama will start that one before they go drag me off.
No, but the thing is, they are not equipped. Having the Bible and understanding human psychology is a different thing. That's why it's theology and psychology.
Are you saying that the Bible cannot be the foundation for solving like marital problems?
Oh, God. Here we are again.
No, you will tell me now.
You were too controversial. I'll not reply.
I know, that's why I want you to say it. You said I just carry ask you.
Okay, so I'll put on like this. So we sit down. We they do the one way we they do for our villages. We they pray to all the gods we get or show everyone. We just do the one. Then they come send. We come give us Bible. They say, yeah, there you go. This is. What happened to our own?
It's how you feel. I beg, you know if you go. My, if we,
oh. I'm off.
No, you know if you leave this show like
is
this.
Is that how I feel? No, listen. I believe in a higher power.
Right.
I believe in everything. I believe in how the hierarchy, I believe in everything that you think is available.
Except Jesus, maybe. He's not at this part. I don't want my show to be too religious, please.
Except who?
Jesus.
Wow. I just don't think that Jesus is white.
Oh, that's the problem you have, and it's fine. Me, I don't think he's white too. Can be white.
But then again, there are other men like Jesus. There are other men like Jesus.
Please, you have to come back for another episode. I don't know you are pressing.
You go
time.
Pay me this time.
But this Jesus thing,
this time around, they're gonna
we
pay
need
me.
To talk about it. But I mean, for the girl, I don't know. This she has paper. Given you the best advice. So.
I tell you, he go follow me.
Yes, because I clearly don't even know what to tell you, to be honest. But this has been a fantastic show. Yeah. Did you have a good time?
No.
Why? What did you want?
I had a great time.
You should not even put a like
I said
that
I
big
had
joke.
A great time.
A great time. Oh, please recommend to your friends. Tell your friends.
Is that shit what?
I'm joking.
I said what?
I said recommend the show to your friends. Tell your friends and family that it's the best show in Nigeria right now. I'm doing the Lord's
catch.
Work.
You know if you catch something.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.